Hello, and thank you for joining us for the BTV Live from Training Camp show. Sorry about those technical difficulties just a second ago. Matt Boyer here with I'm Phil Milani with Andrew Mason, and now we're pleased to be joined by Capri Bibbs. And Capri, how did the first practice of the season go?
It went real good. You know, we came out there. I know everybody was excited to get back on the field. You know, a lot of people thought they were in better shape than what it showed today, but at the same time, just getting used to altitude, and guys came out there and fought through, and we had a good practice today.
You looked really comfortable out there in terms of reading where the holes were coming and then making your cut and accelerating through. You know, I know you did some zone blocking stuff at CSU, so how much of it is just your overall experience in the scheme, and how much of it is being more comfortable and really getting after it this year?
I think it helps a lot that, you know, I ran this scheme at Colorado State. I think Coach McElwain and the system that we had at Colorado State really helped me out as well in the system. Now coming here with the Broncos, you know, getting used to the coaches and being comfortable, you know, knowing that I can probably make a mistake and know that it won't hurt as bad. But at the same time, they expect a lot out of me, so I want to be the best that I can possibly be out here as well. So try to make the best cuts possible and always finish.
Capri, there's a lot of change around the league on this team with regards to player personnel, but your running back room didn't really change that much. You got Coach Studisville, you got CJ, you got Ronnie. How much does that help you going into a season, training camp, everything, to have the same core group around you?
It speaks volumes, you know, what they believe in here. Coach Studisville, he's a great coach, awesome coach, and he definitely gives everyone a chance. At the same time, you know, he knows when he finds a good group of guys, he wants to keep those guys around as long as possible. And I think that just says a million things, seeing that he kept CJ, you know, he kept Ronnie, and now we bring in Book, and then I've been here as well, you know, so this is my third year. This is CJ's going on his fifth, I think, and Ronnie's going on his fifth as well. So I just think it's an awesome thing that, you know, I can stay with these guys and being that we all grow together every single year.
Well, Capri, we know that this is a huge training camp for you. We don't want to keep it too long, but while you're here with us, we wanted to play a little bit of a game with you.
All right.
I'm not sure if everybody knows two truths and a lie. Capri will say two truths about himself and a lie, and then we'll try and guess which one the lie is. So, Capri, take it away.
All right. Two truths and a lie. All right, I was raised in a house with 23 kids.
23?
In a three-bedroom house.
Where was that?
You can't ask them any questions.
Oh, I can't ask. Okay,
then
okay, okay.
Then
I just
it goes too
cheat.
Much
okay,
in depth.
Okay, I
want to
test them. Okay, sorry. Okay.
He tried to cheat. I have 8 brothers and sisters. I have 16 first cousins by one uncle.
16. I think that he like kind of hesitated there for a second and maybe think that was a lie. What do you think, Matt?
23 is a lot of people. 23 is a lot of people. I'm gonna go with the first one. 23. The 20. Was it 23 in one house?
Uh-huh.
23 in one house.
Hold on. Let's see what Mason.
Okay, 23 in one house.
I've got to agree with that because I figure when you were getting to 16, you were counting all of your first cousins. Sure, so that felt like a truth.
I'm going to go with the middle one, the brothers and sisters. Just to mix it up a little bit.
So which one did you have?
I went with 23.
23.
Okay. Damn. Well, the lie was the 16 first cousins.
Oh, the cousins. Yeah. Okay. Wow. So you grew up with 23 kids?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
three-bedroom
house.
Wow.
Yeah. 23 kids. That was my uncle, and his wife was in there as well. So.
Okay.
Really 25.
Close family. Then, huh?
Yeah, we're real close.
Okay.
Yep. And I do have 8 brothers and sisters.
Wow. Yeah. Big family.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure they're very proud of you to see, you know, how all that you've accomplished.
I'm proud of them as well. They're doing big things too. So.